Queen of the Nightclubs, a 1929 film directed by Brian Foy, is a notable casualty of early sound era cinema, now classified as a lost film, produced by Warner Bros. During a transformative period for the film industry, it was part of the studio's push into talkies following the success of The Jazz Singer. The film starred Texas Ginnan, the flamboyant Prohibition-era nightclub hostess, who had become a national figure, known for her brash wit, sharp tongue, and infamous greeting, "Hello, suckers." Ginnan was the perfect embodiment of 1920s nightlife decadence. Queen of the Nightclubs was crafted specifically to showcase her larger-than-life persona, a rare leading role for a woman who had never been a traditional Hollywood actress. This is Land of the Lost, Queen of the Nightclubs. The film's narrative, though simple, served as a vehicle for Ginnan's trademark charisma. She played a nightclub queen named Texas Malone, a character not far removed from her real-life self. Set in the vibrant world of New York speakeasies, the story followed her efforts to maintain control of her club while fending off rivals, both romantic and criminal. The film mixed drama with cabaret performances, and it was designed as a talking picture, though it included several musical sequences that would have resonated with audiences new to synchronized sound. Supporting Ginnan in the film were actors such as John Davidson, Lila Lee, and Arthur Tracy. The production featured elements that were innovative for the time, including a blend of dialogue scenes and musical numbers, a transitional form that became increasingly common as studios navigated the shift from silent to sound cinema. The movie was promoted as a sensational experience, with Texas Ginnan's name carrying considerable marketing weight. Her fame as a bootleg-era socialite and her notoriety for defying convention added a subversive thrill to the film's release. Despite its initial popularity and cultural relevance, Queen of the Nightclubs is now considered lost, with no known surviving prints. Only a fragment, just a few minutes of footage, and some still photographs are known to exist, as well as the film's trailer, which has occasionally been screened at film history events. The soundtrack, recorded on Vitaphone discs, may still survive in part, but even those remain elusive. Like many early sound films, it suffered from poor archival practices, nitrate film stock decay, and the industry's general disinterest in preserving what was seen as disposable entertainment. The loss of this film is particularly significant because it represents one of the few major film appearances of Texas Ginnan. Most of her fame came from her off-screen exploits, but Queen of the Nightclubs offered a rare, now-vanished window into her performance style and screen presence. Ginnan died just a year after the film's release, in 1933, from amoebic dysentery contracted during a European tour. Her death at age 49 cemented her status as a legendary but enigmatic figure. Brian Foy, the film's director, was known as the Keeper of the Bees at Warner Bros. For his work on low-budget but profitable films. He had a reputation for speed and efficiency, and though he directed only a few major pictures himself, he had a significant impact on the studio's early success in the talkie era. His direction of Queen of the Nightclubs demonstrated a keen understanding of Ginnan's appeal, wrapping her larger-than-life personality in a tightly paced, entertainment-forward package. The loss of Queen of the Nightclubs deprives film historians and audiences of a key cultural artifact from the Roaring Twenties, a period when the glitz of nightlife clashed with the constraints of Prohibition, and when vaudeville stars and nightclub icons briefly took center stage in Hollywood's new talking pictures. Its disappearance is a reminder of how fragile the cinematic past can be, especially when built on celluloid and stored without foresight. What remains of Queen of the Nightclubs now exists only in memories, publicity materials, and the legacy of Texas Ginnan, the true Queen of the Nightclubs.